Welcome back, everyone. We've got something pretty different on the docket for today.
Yeah, this one's going to be interesting.
We're diving into the book of Jeremiah.
But, not in the usual way.
We're leaving this strictly religious stuff aside for this one.
We're taking a look at Jeremiah from a secular angle.
Yeah, you guys wanted us to dig into the history surrounding Jeremiah.
The moral questions that come up when you read his story.
And, oh yeah, we're going to tackle some skepticism about those famous prophecies.
That's a lot to cover.
Absolutely. Buckle up. For those who need a quick recap, Jeremiah was living in the 6th century BCE.
Kingdom of Judah at the time.
And things weren't looking so hot for them.
No, not at all. They were in a pretty tough spot.
And bam, right in the middle of all this, Jeremiah gets his super dramatic call from God.
Talk about a life-changing moment, right?
God basically tells him, you're our prophet now.
No pressure or anything.
And Jeremiah's first reaction, completely understandable, is basically, wait, hold on, I'm just a kid.
I think we'd all have the same reaction, wouldn't we?
Yeah, because being a prophet's a pretty big deal.
For sure, especially back then.
But no dice. God's made his choice.
So Jeremiah's in, whether he likes it or not.
From there on, he delivers a whole bunch of prophecies and messages to the people of Judah.
And a lot of those messages, yeah, they were warnings, like big time warnings.
And we have to remember, those warnings were being given at a time when the Babylonian Empire was expanding like crazy.
Oh yeah, they were conquering everything in sight.
Nations were falling left and right.
And guess who was right in their path?
Judah. Not a good place to be.
Nope. And here's the thing, we actually have historical records from Babylonian sources that confirm all this.
So that adds another layer of intrigue, doesn't it?
Definitely. It gives Jeremiah's story some serious historical weight.
We're not just talking about some mythical tale here.
This stuff really went down.
All right, so we've got Jeremiah, this reluctant prophet.
Surrounded by historical turmoil.
And he's basically shouting from the rooftops, repent, change your ways, or the Babylonians are going to crush us.
Pretty heavy stuff.
Yeah. And this is where things get even more interesting when we start looking at it from a more skeptical point of view.
You see, not all of Jeremiah's prophecies actually came true.
Oh, really?
Yeah. For instance, he prophesied that Egypt would be conquered by Babylon. Didn't happen. He also predicted that Jehoiakim, the king of Judah at the time, would die a horrible death. Also didn't happen.
Wow. Okay. So what's going on here?
Well, the fall of Jerusalem to the Babylonians did occur, like he predicted.
Right.
But these other prophecies, they just didn't pan out. And from a secular perspective, that raises some big questions.
Yeah, I can see how that would be a problem.
Especially for those who believe in the idea of a perfect, all-knowing God.
Or the idea that the Bible is without error.
Right. The concept of biblical inerrancy. Some people hold that belief very strongly.
But then you have these prophecies that just flat out didn't happen.
It's a tough thing to reconcile.
It really is.
Yeah.
And it makes you wonder how we're supposed to interpret these religious texts.
Exactly. Are we meant to take everything literally?
Or is there room for, you know, human interpretation?
Could there be mistakes, even errors that crept in over time?
These are questions that scholars have been debating for centuries, haven't they?
Oh, yeah. It's a whole field of study. Biblical criticism.
And then there's the content of some of Jeremiah's prophecies. Some of it is pretty tough to stomach, even today.
Definitely. Some of the stuff he says about God inflicting suffering and calamity as punishment, it's ethically troubling.
To think about it through our modern lens of morality.
Yeah.
The idea that entire populations could be punished for the actions of a few.
Collective punishment.
It just doesn't sit right with our current understanding of justice.
Not at all. It goes against our ideas of fairness and accountability.
It really makes you think about the concept of divine justice.
Is it really just to punish everyone for the actions of a few?
It's a complex question with no easy answers.
Absolutely. And it forces us to confront the fact that ideas about justice have evolved over time.
What might have seemed fair and just centuries ago
might seem completely unacceptable to us now.
It's a good reminder that we're always growing and changing as a society.
Definitely. Now, let's not forget about the whole false prophets thing.
Oh, right. So we have Jeremiah preaching doom and gloom,
warning everyone about the impending Babylonian invasion.
And then you have these other prophets saying, nah, everything's fine. Chill out.
Talk about mixed messages.
Imagine how confusing that must have been for the people of Judah. Who are you supposed to believe?
It really highlights the human element of belief.
And how hard it can be to discern the truth.
Think about it. We face similar challenges today.
All the time. We're bombarded with information from every direction.
Social media, news outlets, politicians.
It can be so hard to figure out what's real and what's not.
Who's a legitimate authority and who's just trying to manipulate you?
It's a constant struggle.
Absolutely. And this is where critical thinking comes in.
Yeah, you can't just blindly accept everything you're told.
You have to question your sources. Consider different perspectives.
Whether you're reading a religious text or scrolling through your social media feed.
Exactly. Don't just take things at face value.
It's like trying to solve a historical puzzle.
Some pieces fit perfectly.
Like the Babylonian siege of Jerusalem? We have archaeological evidence for that?
Right.
But then there are other pieces that are missing or just don't quite line up.
And that's what makes studying these ancient texts so fascinating.
It's a constant process of discovery.
We can use historical evidence and critical analysis to try to piece together a more complete picture.
But there will always be gaps in our knowledge.
Unsolved mysteries. Unanswered questions.
Like, where does history end and faith begin?
That's a question each of us has to wrestle with.
So, after looking at Jeremiah through this secular lens, what are your final thoughts?
Well, even if we don't take every word of the book of Jeremiah literally,
yeah.
I think there's still a lot we can learn from it. It gives us a window into the beliefs and practices of people who lived thousands of years ago.
A glimpse into their world.
Exactly. It also prompts us to think critically about things like prophecy, morality, and the search for truth.
Themes that are still relevant today.
Absolutely. Human nature hasn't changed that much.
Makes you wonder, who are the modern-day Jeremiahs out there?
The voices challenging the status quo.
Are their warnings worth heeding?
Or are they just noise?
That's something for all of us to ponder.
Definitely food for thought.
All right, everyone, that's all the time we have for today.
Until next time.
Keep those brains buzzing.